Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T. Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T. Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. Wednesday, it is Wednesday. The month is almost over. Wednesday, July the 29th. Can you believe this? This is incredible. The month is just flying by so quickly, and it's incredible how this year, especially with COVID, I mean, it just feels like a blur. We were in January, February, and all of a sudden it's going to be August. But I'm hoping that you are okay and healthy and feeling, you know, energetic and feeling positive about all the situation that has been going on around the world. Here in Canada, we do not have it as bad as other places in the world. So think about that when you're complaining. Think about all the stuff that you think that you have at bed here. Think about all the people around the world where they're on a total lockdown, total curfew. People cannot even leave their home other than grocery shop once a week. So we have really not much to complain here in Canada. And the numbers are going down compared to our friends and fellows in the States. So we have it good, you know. Comparatively speaking, we have it good. So I'm hoping that you are feeling positive like I am, pumped up and repped up and all that. We have another artist, and also from Canada, from Calgary, another artist from Canada, which I'm very, very excited because I want to be able to see a lot of artists from Canada, and I want to be able to promote them and give them the platform that they deserve, because, you know, it's nice to have people from the US and from Europe, but we're right here. This is our heart, this is our love, this is our home, and we want to be able to promote. So I have another artist, another hip-hop artist, musician, and I'm so excited to bring him on. So guys, if you have questions, concern, or even would like to interact with us, our lines are open, 516-418-5612. Welcome to, for you to participate, ask questions. And some of you are fans of the group. You follow them on social. Just say hello and you know, congratulate them for what they're doing because they deserve, you know, I'm going to give them a round of applause for all the hard work, especially musicians that are going through right now, very harsh time, and they're struggling, but they're doing it. You know, they're doing and being creative. That's what we need. All those creative juices. And talk about creative juice. We are opening our station poem reading right now. A lot of people, you know, they're saying, Lizzie, I'm not a musician. I don't sing. I don't play any instrument. But I'd love to write poems, and I want to be able to read them for you. And I'm like, yeah, this is a platform for you to shine. So bring them on. Contact me through via social, the Lizzie T Show on Instagram, Facebook/ Lizzie T Radio, also on Twitter, LinkedIn, and the list goes on. You can always look me up on my website at LizzieT.com, LizzieT.com, LIZYT.com, and there is a form you can fill up, and it will come to my email, and you will be able to get in touch with me. I would like to thank Dr. George Grant for sponsoring the show. Without your contribution, Dr. George Grant, with this show could not be possible. So I'll play the words of our sponsor, and I'll bring our artist right.
Meet Professor George Grant, PhD, Canada's wellness expert ambassador, scientist professor, former quarantine officer with Health Canada, FDA and CDCA, international best-selling celebrity author of 13 books, including the Guinness World Records holder of 126 best-selling authors signing simultaneously. Would you like to improve your sleep, reduce your pain, manage your stress anxiety, reduce the dependency on prescription and over-counter medications, and reverse any challenge naturally? Among 7+ billion people on Earth, we have our unique fingerprints. It is time to leave our unique imprint on everyone we touch to enhance more lives. AcademyofWellness.com.
And that was, thank you so much again for. Could not be possible. So thank you so much. So I will be reading right now the words of a sponsor because, you know, it is incredible to have you know, and a great artist. We're speaking right now to artist Trijiga, and I'm hoping that Trijiga, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it okay. He is one of the newest, the hot name in everybody's lips. He has the flair of style of most popularly and music and moves. He's located in beautiful Calgary and a major inspiration for great music in the past, the future and the past and the present. And he is he has a new dimension. He's created new tracks in the last month or so, and his music is perfect for everyday listening and with Hyped Up for a Night Out. And one of the teasers that I'm going to give to you, I actually love it, is called one of the great songs that I've been playing for a little while, and it's pretty cool. It's called Night Out, and I had it and I was playing it a little while ago. And you know, for the life of me, there you go, Downtown Girl.
Fast pace, cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown drive. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down. Hey girl, what did you say that you were going now?
So you will be listening to the whole song right after the interview, so do not go away, do not worry. Again, if you would like to interact with us, 516-418-5612. So let's bring Trijiga to the show to tell us about himself, and let's welcome him with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, beautiful Calgary, and Trijiga, how are you doing this afternoon? Because it's early afternoon for you. It's about 3 hours less.
Yeah, it's a nice day out here. How are you doing out there? How's the weather on your side?
Oh, we're having such an awesome weather here in Toronto at 6 o'clock our regular time when we do our shows, and it is nice and sunny, not too hot and not too cold. So it's just perfect. I heard you got some rain or some hail the other day. Is that over? Are you guys getting back to the heat?
Yeah, it's gotten back to the heat. We had a lot of hail the other day.
Yeah.
And caused a lot of damage actually on the side of the car.
I know.
Everyone in the city has like a busted window right now. And
I know.
Yeah, that's going to be a thing for insurance.
No kidding. Yes, my daughter is spending the summer in Calgary right now. So I get the updates of a lot what's going on there. So, and I keep it up, right? So I want to make sure that she's okay. She's only a teenager. So, you know, spending some time in Alberta, you know, it's one of the things. So what do you say? Is it Tree Jigga?
No, it's Trey Digga.
Trey Digga. Okay, wonderful. Thanks so much for correcting me. So, tell us about the name and like what inspired you to get this artistic name.
Well, it was a name I got from a friend of mine who passed away back in the day, and it's stuck ever since I was, let's say, about 13. That's been my name. So it's been my moniker, and that's what I've been using as my stage name.
AKA Trey Digga. I think it's cool. So you sound very young, and I've looked at your social. I've followed on Instagram, and you look like you're 13 yourself. But when did you get started into the music industry, and how did that all became about? I mean, is it something that you had it as a side hustle, or did you were playing as fun and all of a sudden said, let's start recording something, let's start doing a solo? How did that all got started?
I've been doing music since as long as I can remember, since I was maybe 10 years old. I've always been into the entertainment, the arts, everything that had to do with music and entertainment. So it's kind of been in my blood. I've been writing little poems. That's where it started off when I was younger, and the poems turned into longer things that made songs, and eventually I got good at it. I crafted it, and I'm pretty polished right now, I could say. So
good for you. I mean, there's nothing wrong for you to feel confident, especially if you've worked hard. And a lot of people think that, I think I'm all that. But no, if you know that you're gotten better at your craft, show it, show it to the world, because that is exactly it. It takes confidence, and you've done the work and you've been polished. So good for you. So you've been doing this for a little while, since you were how old?
Since I was 10. But
10.
I really started taking it seriously and making more of a commitment to it in the past couple of years here.
Right. So let's talk about that, because a lot of people say, what do you mean seriously? Because a lot of people think, you're a hip hop artist, you play music, what do you mean seriously? And I want you to elaborate on that, because I've interviewed tons of artists, and one of the things that I want to make sure that people listen right now, when you mean serious, it means something. It's not like this is not a hobby anymore.
It really does, because just having the talent is really not enough to get you where you want to go. There's a lot of other aspects that goes into, let's say, creating a star. There's a lot of things that goes into making this be one finished product, and different levels of taking this serious. There's some people who take it serious and just do the research on how to get further, but they don't invest into their career. And that's a very, very important thing that, artists up and coming have to remember. If you don't want to invest the time or the money into yourself, then how do you expect anyone else to take you seriously? If you won't do that, if you call this your craft and your passion, and this is what you want to do, you should be ready to invest in yourself. And that means your whole self. You need to take the initiative to know where your career is going, a lot of times artists, you know, they're talented, but they don't have the business mind on the music industry to know how to go forward. So they constantly put their careers in someone else's hand.
Absolutely.
And that person usually promises all these big fantasy, whimsical things that they could provide and achieve for them. And usually, you know, they don't end up doing these things more times than not, right? They don't end up doing it. And artists usually, they usually run into a roadblock. You know,
absolutely.
And that happens from, you know, giving someone else your career to take into their control and put it how they want to. But
mm-hmm.
when I say take it seriously, taking it seriously means you got to be able to put that hat on and step into that position and take your career where you want to take it, because no one is going to take your career more serious than yourself.
So
and
it,
you're the
it,
only
it becomes...
one that's going to get you there.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And I'm glad that you have that business hat on, not only the artistic, the dreamer and the, you know, the goal that you want to be famous and have your music seen and heard in the world, but you also have your business hat on where, you know, you could show the world that I know what I'm doing. And this is not just a side hustle, not just my hobby, my music, but also my business, my career, what I'm going to invest financially, mentally, physically, spiritual, all 100% into it. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Guys, we're listening live right now. This show is recorded, but if you just tuned in, and you would like to speak to Trey Diga, he is amazing. He is right here from Calgary, Alberta. You're listening to the background music right now, Downtown Girls. The rhythm is pretty cool, and he's taking it all over the place, all over Canada, and we want to see this song being played and his music being played all over the world. So if you would like to interact with us, you can always do so via our social, or you can call us at 516-418-5612 for questions, or just to say hi, because you are really, really a big fan. So, Trey Diga, one of the things that I wanted to ask you a lot, and I've been asking this to all of my singers, not much authors, because the books usually sell themselves, and even with COVID. But how is COVID for you? How are you handling? How are you overcoming all of these difficulties? Because even for me, I cover events, I cover musicians, I go to networking meetings, and I interview people. I'm not able to do that, so I'm relying on the internet, on social, to be able to network and to be able to continue my my career, my business. So how are you doing it yourself? How are you overcoming this trial of COVID?
Well, COVID has been a really big situation, you know, but it has its silver lining. I think it's given a lot of people, you know, a little bit of time to sit down and reflect and think about really what's going on in their life and really what's going on in the world. And one of those, you know, benefits of that is a lot of people are online. So it definitely gives the online persona and the presence there a lot more validity, that that's where we can meet people. Now we could interact that people that we could have never possibly even talked to before. We're getting a chance to talk to them because they're now more in front of their devices and able to make that connection. So let's go down with some things, but in definite in other aspects, it's been a definite blessing for sure.
Yeah, and a lot of people I hear, they're connecting with big names. You know, I even interview your friends with the other group, and they're wanting to connect with big names like, you know, Drake and things like that. So you can do that. And before it seemed like unreachable, you know, big names, I've been able to connect with people that I thought, okay. It's incredible how you're able to connect with people all over the world now, thanks to the internet. And one of the things that I ask a lot of people is finding, do you have ideas to perform to the world, perhaps via, you know, creating a show on your living room? A lot of people are doing that. If you have the equipment, if you have the mics, if you have the cameras, Are you doing that? Are you thinking of doing that? Just to have your fans, you know, feeding your fans and wondering where you guys are, why you're not performing. I mean, I know you're very active on social media, but are you able to perform perhaps right from your living room?
Oh, definitely. Right now we have a couple of good ideas brewing up in the works. We're just waiting to get everybody together because I have a really good video department working with me. And right now we've been just, you know, brainstorming all together, getting some content together. And we have a few ideas that we're going to run with. And I think it's going to be pretty exciting for, you know, all of Canada, all of even Western Canada, because they're mostly the closest ones to where we are right now. But it's going to be a whole Canadian-wide thing that it's not just for the people of our city or the people of our province, you know, or just for the country. It's for everybody worldwide that, you know, that's not able to see us, you know. So we're going to have a lot of things coming out right now. I got a little contest, you know, in Alberta here for singers and, you know, hip-hop artists and stuff like that. So that's the first little thing that I put into the motion. And it's going to be building up off of that. I don't want to give too much away, but it's, you know, it's going to build off of that.
Yes. So stay tuned, everyone. Trajega is coming to the house and Instagram right now. It seems like it's everybody's television. I mean, people aren't even going to tea or going to anything else. You know, Zooms and Instagram Live and all those apps are just flourishing right now, and people are forming to the world. This is the biggest opportunity for you to just get, you know, that stage that you never had opportunity. The world is literally in your hands. So I love the song that I'm teasing everybody with right now, and it's called Downtown Girl. And I was watching the video, and I think I know how you came about this song, but also the quality of the video. And I also think that I know who helped you with that. So can you tell us a little bit about Downtown Girl? What inspired you to do it? Had anybody collaborating to do the video? Because it was pretty awesome.
Well, thank you. I'm really glad that you appreciate it. Like, I had made the song, you know, I think beginning of this year I had wrote it, and it wasn't really the song that I was going to go with to put out for. This was actually my first music video, and I was surprised on the reaction. But me and my videographer and one of my artists, we were downtown actually getting some photos, and he's like, hey, let's shoot a music video. I said, I wasn't even really planning to do anything. I was just there kind of, you know, supervising what was going on. And he just decided to get some shots, and we were just doing it casual. And I'm like, hey, what song can I put to this? I didn't really know. And I said, oh, hey, I have a song called Downtown Girl. This kind of fits in pretty perfect, right? And, you know, get it all together. And that was that. And put out the music video, and slowly but surely it started going up. 1,000 and 2,000 and 5,000 and 6,000 and 10,000. And, you know, it was pretty good. I was pretty excited to see that. That makes me happy for the future of what, you know, my projects are going to bring.
And I'm actually, every time I see a video hitting, you know, going viral, I get to really, really jealous, because I have, my channel is also on YouTube. I hardly have, compared to you guys, any subscriber or any views. I mean, some videos do, but, you know, when people like something, they really do. And the hits just go on and on. And that must make you feel good, because you're on the right track. You know that you're doing the right thing. And you know that people... you know who to target to and what they love to listen. And if you put a good video towards that, you know, just even better. So I don't want to forget for you to announce for people that are listening to us or will be listening to us later on, where can people find you? So give us the information, all your socials, and we'll have a connection. We'll have all the links also on my social media.
All right. Well, first, if you don't want to do all the research, you could go to your handy Google bar and type in TREDIGGA. You'll find me. Or you can hit us up at our website. That's www.digitent.com. That's www.digitent.com. And you can look us up on social medias, Facebook. It's TreDigga, Instagram. I'm the official Trade Digger. That's where you find me. And on YouTube, same thing, Trade Digger.
Beautiful. So I have everyone the links on my social media. If you follow the Liz D Show, you will be able to see. I love stories. I'm a storyteller. I love to promote other people because that's really what I'm here for. I'm just a little, you know, platform for you to be able to shine and for you to be able to follow amazing people like that. And let's support of our Canadian artists, please. You know, I do support everybody, but definitely there's a softer spot in my heart for our Canadian artists. I want to be able to invite you more and promote you more and tell more about the people, how many great artists we have right here in this beautiful country, especially from Calgary. Like, I would have never even fathomed that great artists are right in Alberta, which is phenomenal. So one of the things that I wanted to ask, and I ask this questions to everyone, people that are listening right now, and they're seeing your conviction, they're hearing, you know, how important it is for you to be committed, and they're seeing, you know, you can't treat this as a side hustle or as just a hobby for a while, maybe for a little bit if you're not sure what you want to do. But once you become serious, you have to treat this as a serious business. So what would you say to somebody who's just starting, or somebody who started and then COVID hit and they just got disappointed, but they're good artists, they have a good voice, they know how to create music, but they, you know, they feel like now is what's the use, I mean, I can't perform. What would you say? Give us some words of advice, give them some nuggets.
The first advice that I would give you is go to www.diggerdent.com, get in contact with me, Trey Digger, and definitely I will make those type of issues seem like they never existed in the first place. The right thing to do is get your circle right. If you don't have the right people around you that are ready there to push you when you're not feeling to do it, then you're going to end up not doing it. Over here, we don't do that. If you feel like you're good artist, you got some type of talent, you got some type of spark, I'd like to bring you to that next level. That's what my advice is.
Wow. I'm impressed. I've heard everything from everywhere. I've been doing this for 4 years now, and this is the first time somebody said, come and follow me. That's pretty cool. So if you're having any doubts, if you don't know where to go, I mean, I guess Trey Digger does some coaching too. So not only this thing is very serious to him, but he wants to help other people. And that's awesome. You know, a true entrepreneur loves what they do and they do it so well and they're so great at it that they don't want to keep it to themselves. They want to be able to share with the world and they want to be able to have the world with you. That's awesome. So the theme of the show, and you almost answer all of my questions, you know, tell us who you are, which you've done an amazing job. Contact info, we're sharing all your social, anything new. I mean, you did talk a little bit of what you're planning, but how do you see yourself in the next year? Let's pretend COVID is going, which it will be, you know, COVID, it will be out of here. What are your biggest dream? And, you know, dream big because it doesn't cost anything. So what the heck?
Definitely not. Well, right now we just got started an online radio station, and that's just to help us get practicing in the format. In about 6 or 8 months over on my side, we've already applied for broadcasting license and to get a terrestrial radio station going on in Alberta. What I'd like to do is have a platform that, you know, local artists and artists from all over Canada that could come and they don't have to beg and plead to get on the radio and get some actual radio play. They you know, it's an open door for artists. It's an open door for all genres. I want to give Canada or even my city a music scene, a music culture that it could thrive off of. That's where I'm hoping to be in the next year at least. So
And you know what? Knowing you and listening to you talk with so much conviction and desire and hope and focus, I mean, I have no doubt, Rajiga, that you are going to be able to accomplish that. And next time my daughter goes to Alberta, which it seems to be every year now for the last 4 years, you know, I'm going to follow along. And so I got to visit those guys, be my Kramer crew, and just completely, you know, do a live video interview with you guys, because you guys are amazing. And I'm curious, you know, where'd you get all this inspiration? Are your parents into business? Is your mom or dad into inspirational speaking? Or where'd you get all that stuff? Because I know it comes from a crib. It has to come from somewhere, because, or maybe not. I mean, are your parents supportive? Are they family members, friends? Obviously friends, but where do you get all this?
Honestly, I just get the experience and the passion from doing this from all the times that I've tried to do it and it didn't happen. That's basically it. And I had to take it into my own hands. I don't have anybody that's really into business or really into music in my family. It's just kind of me doing this by myself and doing what I'm good at and really, really pushing it out there.
Well, congratulations, because you not only has inspired the world, but you have inspired me. I mean, you're very young and you're very focused, and this is what the world needs. We need more young people like yourself. A lot of people criticize, you know, the hip hop art, they're into this and they're into that. Just stop judging, because you don't know. And I've been in this business for a little while, so I've heard everything and I know what the struggles are. And I think we should all stop and think about it, and maybe take a look at them a little bit more and say, maybe we should get something to ourselves as growing up, quote unquote, and look at their example and say, hey, maybe we should pay attention and follow some of those advice that those guys are telling us, because they're into something. I mean, they don't become Drake out of nowhere. I mean, they work hard. They work hard. So is family members supportive at all at what you're doing, or you're just kind of battling against Niagara here?
Yeah, well, you know, they're supportive, but, like, you know, not to the most that they could be. They're there for a phone call. That's it. But I do this by myself. That's it.
Well, at least I hope that they're a little bit supportive and a little bit proud, because I am. I'm a mom, and I am proud of you. And if you're doing the right things, if you're, you know, working hard, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, even if it's music. And a lot of say, well, what do you mean, even if it's music? Yeah, because a lot of people look down. You know, this guy is doing music. Oh, is that a career? Yes, it is. And a very hard one. I think musicians work a lot harder than anybody else, and I know that for a fact. I can't believe time is just running out. You've done great. I want to congratulate you for everything that you're doing. I think you guys are doing great, and keep performing, even if it's on your living room. I know you have a lot of inspiration and aspiration, and we are supporting you here in Toronto, Canada, with the Liz T Show. We will be playing your songs every time we have show. Our shows are an hour. We interview people, and then the other 25 minutes or so, it's just music, and your music is in. We will be playing your music, Downtown Tour Girl, for the next 3 months. So awesome. Any last word, my friend?
Well, you know, I'd like to give a shout out to the sponsor of this episode. And, you know, I'd like to thank you for having me on. I really appreciate that. Give a shout out to Toronto and all my people out there. And, you know, keep doing your thing out there, everybody, and just, you know, don't lose your passion, don't lose your inspiration. Just keep grinding, keep doing it.
Keep grinding, keep doing it. Beautiful. Love it, love it. That's awesome, that's awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And for all of you that stuck around and you want to hear the whole song, Downtown Girl with Trigga, love it, enjoy it.
Fast pace, cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown drive. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down, hey girl, what did you say, right, that you were going now? I'm gonna be there.
Hey, Walker on the top, running through the block.
Downtown girl, you could be my downtown girl. You could be my downtown girl. Downtown girl, she living in that downtown world. Baby, be my downtown girl. Yeah, yeah.
right now. Better slow down, hold your placement for a minute. We can get into it, I think it'll take a second. Wanna get to talking and stretch it out for a minute. Yeah, open up for a minute, you spark my interest like. Ain't fit to wait, I felt a vegetable. Head over heels since I got you in my visual. At the end of the ad, it's all the typical. Got me standing in that line, so I'm taking pulls. One say, that's the way I'm going. I remain fast and active, we're going down. So where you going? So where you going? Tell me where you going now. I can make the job for the beat work. Been a minute job for the beat work. I bring you to the top, you can see earth. Get inside, win the side, what I see first. Feeling wanna stay in this mood. Yeah, I'm digging kinda different, yeah, I'm different than dudes, yeah. Thinking I could get you some pools. Even that, maybe kick up a few. Yeah, see you like wings. Yeah, I like wings too. I buy whatever that's fine and let that thing do. I see what I like, so it's a single. Look, baby, you're one at a time. Hit me them digits quick. You could get gone for a minute. I take it home for a minute. Wanna see it right? Right? Probably need a sip in your life. Just take a hold of me. You want me to get a taste of your life? Be glad.
Cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown drive. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down. Hey girl, where did you say that you were going now?
Where you going, ma?
I wanna be there.
I wanna be there with ya.
With my downtown girl.
That's right.
You could be my downtown girl.
Hey.
You could be my downtown girl.
Alright.
Yeah. She could be my downtown girl.
That's right.
Living in that downtown world.
All night, girl.
Baby, be my downtown girl.
That's right.
That was Stone City, everyone. And next up, we'll be playing another song from our friends from the state. This is a Toronto Day. Yeah, let's give it a Canada Day. It is a hip hop singer right here from Toronto, Canada. Shaji, praying for better.
Yo, what's up?
Cold blue breeze from the north, star like dreams. Life is hardcore, flooded by feminine perception. In the stew. I be praying for better things. I'm praying for peace and home. Praying for new freedom. Praying, shouting to the me what I say of me. Even praying for my enemies. Praying for what I need. I be praying.
Forgotten social authenticity. No one calls me in reality.
Thank you.
Today.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are.